The Torah is basically divided into three subjects, three types. In the Torah we find Sipurim, we find stories. In the Torah we find Nevuos, we find prophecies. And in the Torah we find Mitzvahs. Stories in the Torah could be that it's only a mashal and we have to understand what's behind it. Nevuah is something that sometimes will happen and sometimes it may not happen. However, when it comes to mitzvahs, mitzvahs are eternal, exactly how they are given. So what do we see here? That there's a major difference between mitzvahs and stories and nevuahs. Stories and nevuahs, could be it's mashalim, it's an example. Could be it's going to happen, not going to happen, it all depends. But if it's a mitzvah, that is something which is eternal and that does not change. If that's the case, now we understand this whole halacha in the Rambam of the Orei Miklat. Now everything is going to fall into place. What is the first question that we asked? Why did the Rambam put the whole story of Orei Miklat in halacha based in a separate halacha and he didn't put it, the same proof, together in the first halacha with the other two? It's very simple. The other two proofs, the one from Parshas Nitzavim that the Rebbe Yishtei is going to ingather all the exiles, it's a story. What the Rambam, what the Bilam said, says the Rambam, v'shom ni bo b'shnem shichim, that was a nevuah. So we saw already that stories and nevuah, we can say that it's either a mashal or it's something that can be changed. It all depends. Comes the Rambam and says, Mashiach is also a mitzvah. Where's that? Parsha Shoftim. What does it say? Says the Rambam, Av be'orei miklat u'oimer, also in Orei Miklat, it says, regarding the Geula, regarding Mashiach, Im yarchiv Hashem alekechas gvulcho, when the Rebbe Yishtei is going to broaden your boundaries, v'yosavto lecho oid sholish orim ala sholish sho'eile, you should add another three cities to the original three, which are in Eretz Yisrael, which makes it a total of nine. Says the Rambam, Umei oilom loy hoya dover ze. And so far, this never happened yet. Veloy tziva kadosh baruch hu lotoyu. And chas v'sholem to say that the Rebbe Yishtei commanded something for no reason. Once it's a mitzvah, it's something which is nitzchi, which is eternal forever. So that's why the Rambam puts it in a separate halacha, because there's a major difference between mitzvahs and stories and mishalim.